Good morning, No Finish Line Nation. It is Wednesday, July the 19th, and it is a great day today. I'm hoping that you're having a great morning. I'm hoping that you are drinking your coffee or whatever your beverage of choice will be. And I'm hoping that no drama, no crazy situations going on outside of just regular family and maybe some friends. But your morning is starting off as good as mine. And we're ready to take on the day on this hump day of this week towards the weekend. So yesterday's coffee talk was pretty good. We got a lot of really good responses from folks around doing your best and redefining what your best is and not living in the space of creating your normal of what it used to be. So if you haven't had a chance to check out the Coffee Talk podcast number 10 or the YouTube video from yesterday's date on the 18th, it was pretty good. I felt really good about the content that we were talking about there. And I received some various responses, some on Connect and some on the social media aspect. They were talking about how it really resonated with some people to redefine what your best is and to give your best effort and keep pushing forward. And a lot of great responses, a lot of positivity. There was some negative ones, such as people that had said, I'm not a doctor, so I'm actually adding into situations where people who are suffering from different types of illnesses or different type of diseases or different things like that, that I could be adding to their pain or suffering by telling them that they're not good enough. Well, first of all, I've never said that people aren't good enough. As a matter of fact, what the intent of that digging in to do your best was to challenge people's thought process, to make sure that people are thinking that they can do so much more and they can dig in so much more. And it's not about perfection. But the outcome isn't about the perfection, but the effort is about perfection and how much effort you're giving towards what you want to achieve and do. So goods and bads, that's okay. That's part of the game when you're doing these podcasts and when you're doing coffee talks. We have 27,000 people on NFLN that are reading, interacting, and there's many different opinions and lots of people feel different ways, and that's okay. And sometimes it conjures up emotion, and that's a good thing. I think that emotion can really spark good dialogue. So thank you for your comments. Thank you for your support. Thank you for making me think a little differently at times too. So today's coffee talk is all about your tribe. So think about your tribe. Now, some people that don't really know what a tribe is or don't know what we refer to when we talk about our tribe, these are the people that are in your corner, the people that support you, the ones that are lifting you up and building you rather than breaking you down. The tribe is the people that you can reach out to when you're having a tough day or when you're having a tough time with something. The people that will look at you and say, it's okay, it's good, let me grab me by the hand. I think Heidi usually says it really well by saying, I'm going to reach out my hand. I'm going to pull you this direction because you need it today. And that's really what a tribe is all about. So with that being said, how many of you have a really strong, firm tribe? You know, a lot of times we think we have friends. We think we have people that really care about us and really want to be able to see us succeed and be able to move forward and do great things and all that stuff. But what happens a lot of times is when we really lean in and take inventory and we really take a look to see what we have going on in our lives and who we have in our lives, it's quite surprising sometimes when you look at and you take inventory of your friends and your family. Think about what we would want for anybody that we care about. So whether it's kids, whether it's family members, whether it's anything, or people that we truly care about, we care about who they are surrounding themselves with and what kind of environment they are entering, right? So we should be doing the same thing for us. Take inventory of who you have around you. Who is in your tribe? Who are the people that you lean in on most? Now, the people that you lean in on most, are those the people that are the most negative? Are they the people that sabotage you? Are they the people that talk bad about you or berate you because you're trying to lose weight or you're getting healthy or you're too addicted to that gym? How many times have you heard that in your journey from people that you really thought cared about you, but instead you're realizing that, oh, wow, they're really not very supportive. And then we chalk it up as being, it's just them. It's just my family. It's just my friend. I've known them for years. I'm not going to throw away 18 years of a friendship or 20 years of a friendship based on the fact that they are grumpy or ornery. How many of us have been in that situation? I know I have. I've got a bunch of people in my life that I've actually disassociated myself and separated and stepped away from because I knew that at the end of the day, they were not adding value to my life. They were subtracting from my life. And now that's difficult. It's so hard because some of these people were, I pictured in my head, were going to be longtime friends forever and ever. Now, I'm not saying go out and take inventory of your friends and your family and tomorrow just cut all ties off with those people. What I am saying is if they're not adding value to your life, then just use them a little less, right? Well, we all are using each other to really go through this journey together. We need that connection. We need that camaraderie. We need people to lean in on when we have tough times, when we have good times. We need people to celebrate with and give high fives and hugs and kisses to be able to make sure that we are, you know, just feeling that connection. So these people that are negative, these people that are breaking you down and doing things that aren't necessarily a positive aspect of things, you really need to start thinking about how you're interacting with those folks. I know I have, and I'm only sharing that from my own journey. Again, it's from my own perspective. You know, some of us don't even have a tribe or person or people that we can lean in on. I've had many messages before saying, I don't really have any support at home. So I utilize NFLN or I utilize Connect in a way that that's my tribe. And that is amazing. That's a great thing. Because guess what? If you can reach out to anybody, and on NFLN, as we all know, we've seen the fact that people are so supportive and there's such a rich environment of when somebody posts something, even if it's a spicy conversation, it's meant from a good place and everybody really supports each other. That's what you need. You need that in your life. You need people that are going to lift you up and not break you down. Stop accepting the fact that these are just the way that they are. These are people that you've been around for years and they are just that way. That's not acceptable. I just believe that in my heart of hearts. I believe that we all should be and are deserve to be surrounded by people that are celebratory, that are supportive, compassionate, empathetic, all these words. If you're not listing those types of words with the tribe that you have, and you believe, now I have the other side of the coin too, because I have some friends that give tough love, right? I'm from Massachusetts. So we've got a little bit of an edge to us in Massachusetts. And we get a little bit of that sailor talk with us and the cuss words and swear words, but it's a term of endearment. And I know how to decipher between the fact of if somebody's really breaking me down or just busting my chops. So if you can't decipher that and you don't feel good about your conversations with people, then you need to step back from those people. We're already fragile as it is, as we're going through this journey. We're going through a journey of trying to be healthy. We're fighting against the grain of what society makes us, right? So we're fed with things like fattening foods and supersizes and large sizes and all kinds of great stuff that is just in front of us all the time. Every corner that we drive down the road, we see Krispy Kreme and Burger King and all kinds of other stuff that are just facing us and staring at us right in our face. So we're around that temptation all the time, and we're fragile. If you're a food addict like me, guess what? Those places are easy to stop into to be able to do the things that are necessary. So we're already fragile enough daily in the grind, and we need to surround ourselves with positivity. Do you surround yourself in your house if you're trying to be healthy with all kinds of fattening, gross, disgusting foods? No, you try to be able to make a mindful decision towards being somewhat healthy and putting some fruits and veggies in there and doing something that's going to be able to help you move forward. Do the same with your friends. Do the same with your family. Now, family is a tough one because, to be quite honest with you, family is blood. And people have always said to me, I can't just disassociate myself from my family. You can if you need to. If you have a family member that is a cancer or some sort of downer for you, not moving forward and being in a healthy environment, somebody that is breaking you down every corner, sabotaging your every move, whether they think it's because of this tough love or whether they think it's just because we're family and we can talk to each other that way. No, it's unacceptable to talk to people that way. Stand up for yourself. Tell them I'm worth something and you're not really making me feel very good at this time. So I'm going to step away for a little bit and I'm going to go do my thing. And when I get back, I'm going to be a positive person and I'm going to continue to push forward. Now, that's a really tough one with family. I get it. And I understand not everybody's going to be able to drink that cup of tea. But I will tell you, it's important that you set expectations with people. Let them know that you want support and positivity. And if they can't deliver that to you and they can't be in that space that over the things that you need, then really they have to self-evaluate and you need to take a look at what your inventory is. Now, all that's easier said than done, of course, right? We have situations where people are around us all the time and longtime friends, like I said, it's really difficult to be able to separate yourself from those folks that have been a part of your life, your whole life. So with that being said, take inventory. Write it down. Write down your list of who you think is in your tribe at this time. And that includes some of your social media tribe. I got to tell you, some of the people that I'm online with NFLN, through the blog, through the podcast, are some of my best tribe members of all. They support me no matter what. They jump right in. They defend me. They fight for me. These are people that I can literally say are true friends. These are people, although some of them I've never met in person, these are people that are genuine, are kind, and you can tell, empathetic, positive spirited. They're not mean. These are people I need to surround myself with because, again, I'm fragile. I'm somebody that is a food addict, somebody that dives into food to cope with stress. And I need people that are going to help me through that situation. And so do you. So whether you're a food addict or not, which may not be the case, but whatever situation is going on in your life, you need people that are going to lift you up and be positive for you. So have a great day, everybody. Take inventory and start to really think about how you're going to navigate through that. So if you have people that are negative and that are really down in the dumps, really think about how you can maybe be around them less or situationally put yourself in a position where you aren't around somebody that's going to break you down rather than lift you up. I hope that helps everybody. I know I've made some decisions in my life that has caused me to step away also, and it's really helped my journey and my family and the positivity that I try to bring to the table in my life every single day. Have a great day, everybody, and I'm hoping that this Wednesday is going to be one that is successful and you are on point today. We'll talk later. Thanks.